Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Here is the truth. This is the truth. The NFL has a whole lot to learn from what I call those young, brave football players in Mizzou, put their futures and their careers on the line, and stood up for what they believed in. Question is, what do you believe in? What does the NFL believe in? I say that because for me, it was very uncomfortable to watch a Cowboys-Eagles game on Sunday night, and it had nothing to do with football. It all had to do with what allegedly took place off the field a year and a half ago. The commentators were very unhappy about it, too.
Yeah, and can we just, before kickoff, just add that there's a human element to this for us as well?
Sure.
We're going to call the game. We're going to do our job. We're as uncomfortable as anybody is with what we saw in those pictures and what we know of this court case. Unfortunately, Greg Hardy's going to be a big part of this story. We'll call the game. We may do a little commentary at some point, but we'll let it go at that.
Announcer Chris Collinsworth was speaking about Greg Hardy, who a year and a half ago was arrested and charged with attacking his girlfriend, Nicole Holder. Here's part of the 911 call.
Domestic violence. Some girl's in her house upstairs, and I heard it, and I seen it. He is beating her ass right the now. So get here now. I was in the apartment. He's beating her ass. We need the police here now before this girl gets beat.
Well, last year, that's tough. That was only part of it. Last year, Hardy was given a bench trial. Holder decided to drop the charges, and they were dismissed and expunged on appeal. Some people said he paid her off. I don't know that for sure. I wasn't there. I'm not a part of it. But NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, on the heels of the Ray Rice elevator domestic abuse incident, suspended Hardy for 10 games, more than any other player before Hardy. But the Players Association appealed the suspension, and the penalty was reduced to 4 games. Then, just a few days before Hardy stepped back on the field, the horrible photos of his ex Holder were released. They are horrible. If you don't believe me, go to the internet and look. They're on blackamericaweb.com. You can see for yourself. And are 4 games enough for what we see in those photographs? According to reports, the Players Association and the arbitrator saw those pictures, made the decision to keep Hardy in the league and off the field for only 4 days. Hardy tweeted last week before he went back on the field, "Just had to say I express my regret for what happened in past, and I am dedicated to being the best person and teammate that I can be, but mostly I am grateful for the opportunity to play in NFL." Perhaps Bob Costa summed it up best during his coverage of the game.
The photos only provide more graphic proof of what we already knew. Greg Hardy is a bad guy who happens to be a good football player.
But Costas went on to give the real truth with some tough words for football lovers.
So, you can shake your head at the perceived flaws of the judicial system. You can fault the Cowboys for signing Hardy in the first place and Jerry Jones for calling him one of the real leaders of his team. You can root for Hardy to fail and for the rest of the league to show little interest in him if he becomes a free agent after this season. But here's what you can't do this time. You can't blame Roger Goodell. And you can't deny this cold truth about big-time sports. No matter what kind of guy he is, if a guy can play, there will always be a market somewhere for his services.
Somewhere, a market. So if you don't believe Hardy should be back on the field, if you don't believe that, then perhaps you only have yourself to blame. As long as you watch and cheer in the stadium, or buy beer and wings in the sports bar, or put money into buying jerseys or playing fantasy football leagues, perhaps, just perhaps, you only have yourself to blame.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
That's true.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Good job. Yeah. Both pictures.
I think it's what, like 40, some 48 of them?
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's 48 pictures and all bruised up, and that I only played a small part of the 911 call. There are 911 calls where he's on.
And in his statement, he didn't even apologize to her.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
He did not.
And he's able to keep. But you know what? People are still defending that because yesterday they said people are, you know, who go and are accused of abuse keep their jobs everywhere else. So why should he? No.
That's what I said. Some people don't believe. If you're in a private industry, do you lose your job if you have domestic abuse?
Yeah.
Some people believe you shouldn't do that in the NFL. Same thing shouldn't happen.